Run Diesel presents Dawn to Dark Landings.
Condom?
What for?
Oh. Meet you upstairs then.
Sometime between 3 and 4 a.m. We will continue our coverage throughout the night.
Hey, turn that back on.
No way, I'm sick of it.
Do you want to hear it?
Are you crazy? Why would you want to hear that?
Kayla.
Oh. Hey.
Where are you going? I'm about to go burn one.
I need some air. I'll be back in a few.
Don't be long.
Sharif? What are you doing here?
Having a smoke. Why aren't you inside partying?
I don't know, not really in the mood. Seems sort of contrived.
Oh yeah?
I mean, here we are, the end of the world, and now you choose to do all of these things? If you wanted to do them so badly, why did it take this to give you permission?
Well, maybe those rules were put in place for a reason. We're just giving the middle finger to the person that gave us those rules.
How's your family doing with all of this, I mean?
As good as can be expected. I'm gonna take off and spend the night with them.
What's the plan? Stay awake?
Well, my mother will probably take a sleeping pill. Jake will go to sleep. He doesn't understand what this means. I'll stay awake, though. Kinda wanna see it. What about you?
I plan to get blotted out of my mind drunk and then pass out.
That's probably the best plan.
How's Jacob? I haven't seen him in ages. Same smile?
Always. Now I envy him. He doesn't have to think about any of this. He can just smile his way through life.
He's so sweet. I miss him. Your mom, too.
Have you seen the bathroom?
End of the hall. You have your token, right?
Token?
They were handing them out by the door. You can't use the bathroom without your token.
Huh? I didn't get a... Rush, do you have my token?
Nicely done.
Do you ever think about when we were dating?
Junior high, I'm not sure that's the correct term, but yes. You were my first girlfriend. The best, too.
Do you remember our first date?
Wasn't it the promenade?
No. That was the second. My mom dropped us off there. The first was...
Nina's Pottery. Yeah, I would have preferred a soccer match or a movie, but you really wanted to show me a ceramic shop. You were so into it.
I spent the whole morning picking out my outfit.
Really? Because from what I remember, you were wearing paint splotch jeans.
Yeah, but you have no idea how long it took to splotch those jeans just right.
No, it was cool. You showed me how to shape the clay on the wheel and score it for where the handles go. Then we put in the kiln. I made a coffee mug, or at least that's what it was supposed to be. It looked more like a football, but... You still do it?
every chance I get. I was always driven by this idea of taking something rough or misshapen and sculpting it into something better. I dreamt that that would happen to me, that this me wasn't the me I was stuck with, but that I'd be put through the heat and made into something beautiful. Now that'll never happen. I've spent the last 3 weeks since the announcement being angry, then depressed. I even tried to look at it from an absurdist point of view. I'm scared.
Yeah, me too. Maybe that's why everyone's partying so hard. So I don't have to think about it.
Except you. You're always the thinker. Obsessing over your ideas and theories. What do you think happens after? You know?
I don't know. Makes me wonder, though. Whether there's someone, something that created all this.
You mean God?
Maybe. I don't know. But if there was someone that created all this, they would have to know everything that's going on, right? Including all the things that I've done. Some of those aren't that hot. Pretty bad, actually.
But if there is someone that created us, he or she would have to be loving to us. Right?
What if they're not? What do we do then? I mean, that thought scares me way more than any of this.
I'd like to think that if there is something after this, it's a place where I can be the version of myself I was never able to be here.
1 second, guys.
Kayla, we're about to take shots.
Be right there. Sure you don't want to come in?
No, I'm gonna head out.
I should probably go.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, so I'm not even gonna try. Give Jacob a big hug for me. And give your mom my love, okay?
Will do. Kayla, see you around. Save you a spot by the kiln.
This has been Landings, a Run Diesel production, written and directed by Michael Joel Green. Starring Jenna Malatsky, Mason Dominic Greer, Daniela Dutton, Michael Caparilla, Tina Shim, Nathan Mosher, Grace Huang, and Joel Herr. Special thanks, Zachary Schneider, Lizanne Tulip. Song selections: Domination by Carl Faser. Powder by Carl Faser. Track number 77 by Seabon. Closing score: Bathed in the Light by Kevin MacLeod. All musical selections used under a Creative Commons license. For more information about Landings, Run Diesel Productions, and the Creative Commons license, visit our website, rundiesel.com, and don't forget to join our mailing list for news about upcoming shows. All content, except where already noted, is copyright 2019 Run Diesel. Thanks for listening, Tom, Chris, and Mike.
Run, Diesel.